Greetings, team, and welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Hey guys, welcome back. In this episode, I want to talk to you about motivating others. Reason is everything. First, let's remember why we're here. To create a tribe of elite leaders, using the principles of Agile to strengthen our personal and leadership practice, and to bring that game back to our teams. If you're doing Agile in a business-led organization, you will encounter resistance. You need so much more than traditional Scrum Master training. You need vision, grit, fight, discipline, intuition, influence, elite leadership skills. And that's why we're here. Now, if I had to summarize what creates success in Agile more than any other factor, it would have to be your reason. As a matter of fact, in all areas of human endeavor, your reason for doing it dictates whether or not a person becomes a champion, becomes a winner, becomes exceptional. That's why I spend so much time on vision and service mindset. Your reason is the bedrock. If your reason is good and true, then all of the other qualities you need to become a badass leader, like grit, resilience, dedication, focus, certainty, confidence, can flow naturally. But in the opposite, if your reason is self-centered, even if it's not particularly well articulated, nobody's going to want to follow you. Now, we know that having a compelling reason for being can help you motivate yourself. But what if you need to motivate other people? We should know by now that you don't use the carrot or the stick method. Instead, get focused on their reasons. Connect with their why. Here's how you do it. Try getting everyone out of the office for 1 hour. A quick lunch, a beer, anything to gather them around the table and ask everyone the following two questions. Number one, why do you do what you do every day? And number two, what's something that most people don't know about you? Maybe a hobby, a passion, something you study, something you work on in your spare time. It's okay to let everyone know that you're actually writing down the answer. You're going to want to remember what people come up with because they're trusting you with this information. You don't want to forget it. So don't apologize for the fact that you're taking notes. Just let everyone know you're trying to remember who's who. The first question will get you a variety of answers. Why do you do what you do? In general, they may not be inwardly focused. Most people don't spend time thinking about this. And probably they won't be very grand answers. Now, that's okay. You'll hear a lot of things like, oh, I started with the firm right out of school. Or this is what my parents did. Or the pay's great. And yeah, depending on the group, you might hear things like, oh, I like helping people, or I think what I do makes a difference. But for the most part, let's call it 80%, most of the people won't have or give an emotionally compelling reason for why they do what they do. And that's okay. That's why we have the second question. But for the second question, which is what is something that most people don't know about you? What kind of hobby or passion do you have? You'll find out that almost everyone has got some kind of secret artistic, technical, athletic, or charitable hobby, maybe something they like to do labor-wise, like fix up houses or rebuild old cars. This information will help you create analogies or use metaphors that will resonate directly with them. So if they love soccer or gardening, the next time you have to make a point, you could drop a parallel from that world because it's important to them. Both of these questions and techniques demonstrate the same thing, that you're interested in other people before yourself. And of course, it has a second major benefit. It forces people to turn their focus inward. It forces them to think of their work as purposeful. And even though they may be working for Globocorp making widgets, just about everyone can find a way to link what they do back up to a higher purpose. Maybe it's pushing themselves to see how far they can go, serving their community, their country, creating products that make the world better, helping other people achieve their greatest goals, making people feel more safe or more comfortable. It's at this point that you drive home the thing that I started with. The highest performers, the most successful people, and the most successful teams have a purpose that's emotionally compelling and focused on other, focused on service. So if people laugh at you or raise an eyebrow when you're asking these questions, that's what you tell them. And now that you have the answers, whenever you need to influence your team, to motivate them to perform at their best, or even just to solicit their buy-in, connect with the inner soccer player or gardener. Use their terms and metaphors. You know, the keeper's only as good as the defense, or the higher the tree, the deeper the roots. You can think of something on the fly. Trust me. Better still, when you encounter people who constitute the resistance to agile, man, if you can find a way to tactfully ask them those two questions, you're positioning yourself for the best chance of being able to motivate and influence them, connecting with their reason and their purpose. Now that's powerful. So don't wait. Try this today and let me know how it influences or impacts your practice. Good luck and stay badass. Until next time, guys, Coach Chris out.